We're going to look at derivatives on stock market indices. There's some examples. The text goes on to explain what these indices are. I hope everybody is familiar with them by now. Yes?
I have a question about options on the Dow Jones average.
Yes.
It seems to me that they don't have option, this kind of index, is just because it's a simple mathematical average.
No, there are options now on that.
There are
options? Yeah. Here's how it worked. In fact, one of the questions I had for you today was, please list options that are not mentioned in the text. The text was written down before there were options on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And now there are. And so actually, in my answer to that question, one of the things I list is options on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's a good question, and I'll explain a little bit about the background of that. Options exchanges would have liked, and futures exchanges as well, would have liked to have had futures and options on the Dow Jones Industrial Average a long time ago. It's just that Dow Jones, the company that owns the rights to that average, said, no, you can't do that. We will not license our average for that purpose. That didn't stop the American Stock Exchange. They created something called the Major Market Index, which consists of 20 stocks, 15 of which are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average consists of 30 stocks. And it was also, like the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a price-weighted index. I think you were referring to that. In other words, the idea is when you calculate the index, you simply look at the price of each of the 30 stocks, if it's the Dow Jones, or 20 stocks of the Major Market Index, and add them up, and then divide by what's called a divisor. And that divisor is very small now. When the index started out, I can't remember how many stocks were in the industrial average when it started, but say there were 30, they would have divided by 30. So it would have been the arithmetic average price. But then because of stock splits and a number of things, to keep the average from being distorted by stock splits, which have no effect on values, they double the number of units, but they have the price. So if you didn't adjust for a stock split, maybe many of you don't know this, you'd see the index fall. But keep it from falling, instead of dividing by 30, you can divide by 29.5, if you'd like, and that'll keep the index where it would have been before, so the split wouldn't have had any influence. Well, over the years, this average is, I don't know, 100 years old or something. The divisor is a... Does anyone know what the divisor is? I think it's less than one at this point. The Wall Street Journal used to, and probably still does, publish the divisor when you look up the Dow Jones Industrial Average. If you read the notes, you'll see the divisor. So, well now, what happened recently was the Dow Jones changed its mind. As soon as it changed its mind, bingo, the Chicago Board of Options Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade listed futures and options on that index.